It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Nicole Gustafson, who's with the Girl Scouts Dakota Horizon. Thanks, Nicole, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about everything with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the mission of Girl Scouts. I know you have a mission statement, but what is the focus and the mission with Girl Scouts?
Well, our focus is in the name. It's on the girls. It's all about providing for all the girls in our area, in our region, our nation. We have a focus and an intention of really just making them the best versions of themselves they can be and helping them to become the best future leaders they can be.
They gain such great confidence, too, by being a Girl Scout. I know from some of those from previous experience have told me that. Now, if girls in the region are interested in joining, how can they go about that, Nicole?
I am going to be in Valley City on Monday the 19th at Faith Lutheran Church from 5:30 to 7, and you can come and just come and go and come and meet me and sign up, ask questions. We have a craft for the girls, a rocket. I will also be in Cooperstown at the Pizza Ranch on the 20th on Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 for the same thing. Open house, come and go, come and meet me, sign your girls up. You can, adults can get registered as well. Love talking about it. Love to meet everybody.
These are trying times during this pandemic, and for those who want to be Girl Scouts or who want to be like Girl Scout leaders, that can also be addressed at these gatherings?
Absolutely. We have a very intentional focus with our program. We want to meet everybody, meet all the girls where they're at. So if you are in a situation with hybrid learning or you're at home learning, we have programs at every level to meet all those needs. We have adventure boxes. We have kits we mail to your house. We have some troops that are exclusively virtual. We have some troops still meeting in person. Whatever your girl needs, we can provide for her. And we're excited to talk to people about that because I don't think they realize how many things have been developed the last 6 months that can really just help her have that Girl Scout experience no matter what is going on elsewhere.
You have some upcoming events, but during these trying times, have they had to been altered? And if so, what events do you have coming up?
We have, in the past, had everything from hiking to pottery and cooking and horseback riding and science exploration and space. Those things haven't gone away completely. They're just taking a break, like lots of other programs, until things settle down and a lot of safety measures can be reevaluated. And in the meanwhile, we have, like I mentioned, we have a plethora of virtual activities in person. There are still some in-person activities being arranged. It depends on your area. And our service units have done a great job of being available to troops and to leaders. Our council is still planning events. We have, and like I said, also we have the things you can do right at home with your family, one-on-one. There's just too much to mention. Our website has a great calendar and a great list. Encourage everybody to go in and poke through that.
Can you repeat again for those who are just joining us that you will be in the region for girls who are interested or women who are interested in being leaders? You've got a couple of events, one on Monday in Valley City and another on Tuesday in Cooperstown. Tell us about your presentations.
I will be available. It's kind of an open house format at Faith Lutheran Church and Pizza Ranch both. I want people to come, bring your girls, bring your questions. I will have registration available. You can sign up right then and there, and we can do adults and girls. We also have scholarship opportunity available if there's a financial aid program available. I look forward to meeting as many people as I can safely those 2 days.
And you'll be at Faith Lutheran Church in Valley City on Monday the 19th at what time?
From 5:30 to 7.
And then on Tuesday at the Pizza Ranch in Cooperstown from what time?
From 5 to 7.
All
a little
right.
Longer at that one.
All right. Very good. Anything else to add before we let you go, Nicole?
I would like to say a quick thank you to anybody who is currently involved in Girl Scouts for their patience and their dedication through the pandemic. And just thank you for all you've done for all the girls in your area. We can't do it without you. And if you've never been a volunteer with Girl Scouts, I've been a troop leader for 3 years, and it's been one of the best experiences I've ever had. It really is all about the girls and meeting them where they're at. And you have so much fun, and just watching them transform into these amazing, confident characters and getting to experience so many new things. You don't have to be a parent of a Girl Scout. You can come talk to me if you're a librarian or a doctor, or if you're own a pet store. Everybody can be involved in this.
There's Nicole Gustafson. She's with the Dakota Horizon Girl Scouts, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.